This is KUT. Depending on what thermometer you're looking at, this year's average temperature has been between 5 and 7 degrees hotter than usual so far here in Austin. That could set up 2017 to be Austin's hottest year ever when all is said and done. Climate change researchers already know a lot about how warmer temperatures disrupt the natural world and human activity, but as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, the heat may have an effect on our health that we're only just starting to understand.
Like a lot of Austinites, Ryan Allen gets annoyed by the heat.
My friend calls it heat rage. In the summer, you don't want to be touched. You don't want anybody around you. You feel like you're dirty. You feel like you're stinky.
But for him, it's more than an inconvenience. That's because of where he works.
Trauma alert, level 2 to ER cardiac aid.
Allen is an ER doctor at St. David's South Austin Medical Center. He says when weather gets warmer, it changes the kinds of patients coming in.
We see a lot of heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and things like that every year.
He also feels like he sees more people with mental health problems.
During the hot times, you see more people that come in and that are just agitated and have complaints related to that. So, for example, if they have a tendency to psychosis, if they have an underlying psychiatric disease, they come in decompensated from that disease more often in the summer months, anecdotally.
Or maybe more than anecdotally. A recent study from the state of California's Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment found a connection between above-average temperatures and mental health-related ER visits. Epidemiologist Rupa Basu led that study.
So for a 10-degree increase in apparent temperature, we found a 4.8% increase in all mental disorders, and that is for the warm season.
No one knows exactly why, but there are theories. Heat puts more stress on the nervous system. That could lead to mental episodes. Some medications, psychoactive and otherwise, impair the body's ability to regulate temperature. And also, heat just seems to encourage risky behaviors.
And some of those risky behaviors include alcohol consumption, or violence and aggression. And we're seeing more and more data, supporting that evidence.
The thing is, Basu says it doesn't matter as much how hot it gets. The important thing is that the temperatures are above average, hotter than what people were expecting.
You know, living out in Texas or, hotter climates, you get used to it, but you can only adapt so much.
Especially if it's going to keep getting hotter. And guess what? Climate science says it is. Back in the ER, Ryan Allen says he's glad there's research supporting his observations, but he wonders what other ways warmer temperatures will end up impacting public health.
It's probably going to affect those things in ways that are really, really difficult to predict.
So, he says, just have to wait and see as we go. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.